रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पति नमः. किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 66, द एक्सप्लॉइट्स ऑफ हनुमान. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. द डीप सॉरो एंड ओवरवेलमिंग डिस्पेयर ऑफ द काउंटलेस मंकी चीफ्स मूव्ड जांबवान सो मच दैट ही अप्रोच्ड हनुमान एंड एक्सक्लेम्ड, फॉरमोस्ट वॉरियर ऑफ ऑल द मंकी रेस, matchless in wisdom and knowledge, sciences and arts, how is it that I find you here, sitting in solitude and silence, absorbed in deep thought? Need I tell you that you stand in the same rank with Sugriva, our majesty, and Rama and Lakshmana in strength and prowess? Garuda, the lord of the feathered tribe and sprung from the loins of Kashyapa, the patriarch, is admitted by fame as the strongest and the mightiest of birds. Time and oft have I beheld him swoop down like a flash of lightning from his lofty height and bear in his talons huge serpents from the bosom of the ocean. The same strength and vigor lie in his wings and in your arms. You do not fall short of him in speed or valor. Why? Know ye not that you stand head and shoulders above all created beings in strength, intellect, splendor, and might? Who but you can even dream of crossing this mighty ocean? Kesari, one of the noblest of the monkey chiefs, had a dear wife by the name Anjana, who is none other than the beautiful Apsara Punjikastila in mortal disguise. The three worlds hold not her parallel in beauty and grace. The curse of a rishi brought her down on earth as the daughter of Kunjara, the monkey chief, and she did not lose her power to take any form at will. One day she was roaming among the mountains in all her bewitching loveliness. Her glory was but thinly veiled by a mortal form, adorned with robes and ornaments of curious make. Then the lord of air chanced to catch a sight of her. He fell slave to her charms and blew away her garments. Her thighs lovely as the triumphal pillars in the hall of the god of love, her face that put to shame the blown lotus, her faultless bust, her swelling hips, her slim waist, her deep flanks and limbs of perfect shape and symmetry, stole her heart away. He folded her in a warm embrace and through the divine powers that lay in him, caused her to conceive without any physical contact, immaculately as it were. That embodiment of purity and chastity trembled in affright and cried out in black wrath, "Who is a wicked wretch that seeks the ruin of my body and soul, I whose heart holds no other thought than that of my dear Lord?" Then the Lord of Air calmed her fears and spoke to her words of grave import. "Noble lady, deem it not that I seek to do you the least harm in thought, word, or deed. I but enveloped you with my thought, with my potent will, and implanted in your womb the seed from which will be born a son unto us. He will never meet his match in valor and intellect. Of boundless might and splendor, he shall be my equal in speed and unimpeded course over the worlds." Your mother was delighted at having thus found favor in the eyes of the great regent of the air, and in due course gave birth to you in the caves of Mount Mandara. It was then sunrise. To your baby eyes, she looked like a great red ripe fruit, and you sprang right away into the sky to snatch it. Thousands of yojana were covered in a marvelously short space of time, yet you tired not. The blazing sun burnt you with his fierce rays, yet you recked not. Indra was filled with mighty fear at it, and in anger and fear struck at you with his terrible vajra. Down you fell from the lofty height, and your jaw broke as it dashed against a mountain top. That is why you are known as Hanuman. The lord of air was beside himself with rage at this cowardly attack upon his dear child. So he drew his energies into himself, called back his currents from the universe, animate and inanimate, and vanished to some secret retreat. Thereat, all creation showed signs of abject misery and distress, since the breath of their nostrils was taken away from them. The celestials were mad with fear and begged Lord Vayu for dear life and existence, whereat he was somewhat mollified and resumed his functions. On that occasion, the great Brahma declared that no weapons, human, divine, or infernal, can have any power to harm you. Indra, your assailant, was filled with wonder at your defying his death-dealing Vajra that missed not, and conferred upon you the power to choose your own moment of throwing aside your fleshly covering. So, you are the son of the Lord of Air in reality, born unto the human father Kesari, the monkey chief. You are the peer of Lord Vayu in valor, speed, splendor, and unimpeded course. Now we have lost hold on our hopes of life, and we look up to you to give it back to us. Know you not that you and Garuda are twins in might and ability? Thrice seven times did a course around this world without stopping when the Lord came down among men as Trivikrama. And the gods and asuras churned the ocean of milk of yore. I carried out the commands of the former and brought herbs and roots of rare and wonderful occult properties from various spheres. They were thrown into the deep and helped to give the gods the amrita they sought for. Then my strength and vigor was practically boundless. But lo, now I am old, very old, and my might and energy have deserted me. You are crowned with all noble virtues. You are the best and the mightiest of us all. Hence it behooves you to put forth your powers to the utmost. Behold this vast monkey host, all eager and expectant to see you perform deeds of might and glory. Up and up and leap over these wastes of waters before the eye has time to wink. Let the world and the created objects therein bring forth one to stand by your side in speed and unimpeded course. Our friends and followers are heavy with grief and worn with fear. Maruti, Anjaneya, is this a time for you to stand aside in court indifference? The Lord Mahavishnu of yours strode over the three worlds in three gigantic steps, and I swear that these 100 yojanas of water will not afford you enough space for even one. Thus, in many a wise, the Jambavan praise Maruti and applaud his greatness and glory. And unto him did Maruti make meet reply. Even so shall it be. Thereupon, he assumed a huge shape consonant to his purpose, and the monkey hosts felt a great weight lifted off their shoulders and their hearts, and were beside themselves with mad joy. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.